Many years ago, I had a chance to visit the city of Ramadi, Iraq, which was then a city of walls and gunshots and violence. It was the scene of some of the most intense fighting against U.S. troops after the 2003 invasion of Iraq, and then it was devastated again in the more recent fight against ISIS. So how is it that this city is now among the safest in Iraq and is enjoying an investment boom? NPR's Ruth Sherlock went to find out.
We drive into Ramadi on a smoothly paved road and stop where there used to be a US military checkpoint. Locals know the area as Death Point for all the shootouts and suicide attacks that happened here. These days, it's home to a popular restaurant. This sparkling restaurant with marble-tiled walls and chandeliers. Huge glass windows looking out right over the Euphrates River. Women dressed in brightly coloured clothes dine with husbands or friends. Sometimes there are investors here too, like Ramis Al-Fadawi. Fahdawi helped fight against ISIS in Ramadi. Now he says he's working alongside local authorities to help rebuild schools, roads and develop parks. And he says he's invested $2.5 million in building a college for agriculture. He tells us through our interpreter why he's chosen to put so much money into an area that's been so often at war.
He says nothing guarantee everywhere because sometimes there is natural disasters or earthquakes. We believe in something. We will build and the God will secure it.
Plus, Fahdawi adds with a smile, Ramadi is safe now. Signs of this optimism are everywhere in the city. We see the construction site of a hotel that will include pools and a Moroccan spa, said to cost more than $70 million. Two new hospitals have been built, housing equipment not found even in the capital, Baghdad. A new mall, two new universities, and even an ice cream factory are being developed. We see the construction of a new neighbourhood. The gates of the homes have gold embossed decoration. The streets are clean and there are children playing outside on their bicycles.
Salaam alaikum.
The investor behind this project is Osama Al-Rawi. He's also a member of the investment commission that oversees development across Ramadi and in the wider province, Anbar.
Anbar is a good place for investment, and especially in Anbar, Ramadi. And now, you don't imagine how many requests we have in Anbar Investment Commission from companies. I'm talking about overseas companies.
He says the commission is coordinating $5 billion of investment in Anbar province. Ramadi's position on the banks of the Euphrates River and on a road that connects to both neighbouring Syria and Jordan has always made it an important hub for trade. It also means it's been fought over throughout history. Al-Rawi himself was jailed in two of the US's most notorious prisons in Iraq.
I was in Abu Ghraib and Boka. I stayed there almost 1 year.
He says he was rounded up in a security sweep of homes during fighting in Ramadi after the US invasion in 2003. His story is common for residents of the city. Al-Rawi eventually left for Sweden and then came back after ISIS was forced out of Ramadi in late 2015. He says business is booming, with homes selling faster than he can build them, because now Ramadi is one of the best places to be.
Now, Ramadi, much cleaner than Baghdad, and much comfortable than Baghdad, much organized than Baghdad.
He says in Ramadi, the local government is organized and less corrupt than in other parts of Iraq. And above all, he says, Ramadi residents have learned the cost of war and cooperate with security forces.
And this is the main reason for good safety here. People will not allow for anyone to back to the past. And if they saw someone, they will call.
The day after we left Ramadi, a suicide bomber targeted a police station in the city, sending a huge fireball between buildings. It was an isolated incident, the first of its kind since 2017. But it's a reminder of how precarious life in the city can still be. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Ramadi.